1380 103.3 WBKY. Of course, we're joined in the studio by Emergency Management Director, Mr. Joy McCaslin, and Public Works. Chris Poole is with us, and we would think that we were done with the water. But Chris, we're not done with the water.
We are not. We've got too much water and nowhere to put it.
Well, and that is a problem. You know, when you've got flooding, the easy thing to say is, well, we've pumped it before. Why can't we pump it out now?
Yep. That is why we have nowhere to pump it to. We pump it anywhere else, it's going to flood somebody else, and no good answer for it except for it's going to do what it's going to do.
Well, and the likelihood of the water that we're about to get is, you know, kind of the crescendo to the week, really. And so when you add several more inches on top of what we already have, we say, oh, well, it'll recede in a couple of hours. After we get several more inches, it's not going to recede in a couple hours,
no.
Is it?
No, it's not. It's going to be a long process, I'm afraid, till it actually starts to go down in the city and the county. I'm sure there will be spots that flood now that have not flooded in many years, if ever, before.
So if homeowners have not done it yet, when should we leave is, I guess, one of the biggest questions.
If you are in an area that you know on a normal heavy rain that the water gets high and starts coming up, you need to be trying to find somewhere to go now.
Before it starts,
yes.
And Joey, I know you were on a conference this afternoon with the National Weather Service?
That's the third conference we've had today, two with the state and one with the National Weather Service. The potential for, like it was Wednesday night, with the thunderstorms and the heavy downpour rain and the tornadoes coming through that luckily we were okay by. But the main thing, and they put it in bold black letters on here, it says, if a warning is issued for your location, do not wait to take cover until you see the storm.
Right.
It's too late then.
Right.
Also, that's the way, like Chris was talking about, on the flooding. If you know that you are a potential to flood, you need to be making arrangements now to go someplace. Go to a family member that's a higher elevation than you are. The courthouse will be unlocked again tonight. We're working on getting shelters opened up in Fredonia also, and we'll see how it goes. And we've got other shelters that we can open up if need to be. But right now, the number one place to go in Caldwell County and the city of Princeton is the courthouse. And then I've already talked to the Cumberland Presbyterian Church of Fredonia. They are going to be opening up. Angie's going to get that unlocked and open, and then we're going to get a hold of Brother Presley about the First Baptist Church. I don't know if anybody's called him yet or not.
Donaldson's another one in Farmersville, yes, that usually opens.
And we're not trying to scare people, but we want you to be informed of what could happen, what the potential is right now, and hopefully all this weather pattern is going to be out by Saturday evening.
Okay.
It should be completely out of the area. But tonight, our window for severe storms coming through, thunderstorms, is going to be from 6 to 11 p.m. That's just a prediction. It could switch. It may go around us.
Well, and it could be that we have a storm kind of like what happened today, this afternoon. One just kind of builds up in the afternoon and pops up out of nowhere.
To me, people need to treat this like you do in a wintertime when you have a prediction that a snow's coming. You need to make your plans, make sure you've got your stuff that you're going to need, and then find a safe place to go. If your house is not prone to flooding and you have a good sturdy place that you can shelter in your own home, stay home. Don't get out on the road. Don't travel unless you absolutely have to. But we will have shelters available. But don't wait till the storm's on top of us before you try to make the decision to come. It may be too late to get there in time. You shouldn't be driving through it. You really shouldn't be driving through it, even if you can see the line, because you may get out there and then you can't see the line and you run off in something.
Or the road falls out from underneath you.
Yeah,
the blacktop may be going good on top, but what's underneath the blacktop may be gone. And if it gets weight on it, then the whole thing falls in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And really and truly, when you say 6 inches, that's about what we've gotten over, like, what, a three-day period or something like that. And you're dumping it all in a 24-hour period. So that's impossible for our storm drains to really deal with, isn't it, Chris?
It is. They handle 6 inches of rain fairly decent if it's over a couple of days. But if you dump 6 inches in a matter of a couple of hours, it's going to flood. And at right now, we're already at that point where it's flooding. And now we're going to add another 6 inches on top of that potentially.
Is there a situation where our drains actually are full? What would it take for our drains just to be full?
Potentially, I guess it probably could happen. I've never seen it before, but with the way all the drains run and where they run, it's probably a possibility.
What do Caldwell residents need to know today?
Make your plan. Don't wait till the last minute. Decide what you're going to do. Just watch your weather. Listen to your local radio station. Watch your TV, because any way you can get it, you need to be informed of what's going on. This is significant and potentially life-threatening, and they used that word this morning on the first conference call we had with the state EOC. Life-threatening flash flooding, and the state has already brought in that they've got two swift water rescue teams from out of state. One of them was from Vermont or Connecticut, one of them was from Maryland, and there's two more en route. The state's already mobilizing additional resources to come in and to help us.
So thank you, fellas. We appreciate it, and everybody stay safe. And even though it's a weekend, our county officials are still working, right?
Yep.
And especially if you have an emergency, dial 911.
Correct.